across the country, American Indian students consistently score lower than other racial groups on national standardized tests. Research shows today's Native youth still feel the impacts of a traumatic past, and that affects how they learn in English-only schools. From KJZZ's Front Terrace Desk in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales has more.
We see the scenario play out again and again. Take the spelling bee. To qualify for the Scripps National Spelling Bee, students all over the country first have to pass a vocabulary test. On the Navajo Nation this year, only a handful of the tribe's top spellers passed. Those students then competed in a spelling bee to decide who will represent the tribe. The Navajo spelling champ 2 years running, Kelly Haven, a seventh grader from Fort Defiance.
I was so happy. I thought that this is my second chance. I can improve all of my mistakes from last year.
Last year in Washington, when it was Kelly's turn to compete against the top 300 kids in the country, she stood up on stage, scanned the crowd, and her mind went a complete blank. Kelly lost in the second round. Her mom, Dina Haven, says they felt a little out of their league.
Those kids are on a whole nother level than where we were. We had prepared her enough to get her there, but once we were there, it was a whole nother level.
Dina, who teaches high school English, says they had no idea what they were up against. Tutors, Latin classes, private schools.
They have so many more advantages to them, and you see that Kelly is just as good at as they are. She says, you know, he's wearing a private school blazer, and I'm just as good as him. And we tell her all the time, you're a Navajo kid from the reservation, and you've made it this far.
To be a Navajo kid today often means living in poverty, getting up at 5 to ride a bus 2 hours to get to school.
When they get there, are they tired? Are they sleepy? Are they hungry? And then they get into school, and teacher's cranky, and they're just like, you know, I'm done with this.
Jacqueline Salabai is Navajo and a program manager at Native Americans for Community Action.
And what's mom doing? What's dad doing? Are they worried about, gotta make bread, I gotta go haul some water, I gotta, you know, make sure the sheep are okay?
Salabai says so often parents are in crisis mode. Half of the tribe is unemployed. They don't know how they're going to feed their kids, let alone help them with their homework. Salabai says many blame these desperate circumstances on a long list of federal policies.
Relocation, the long walks, the reservations, forced religion, forced adoption and selling of children, loss of the family units, intentional sterilization, and also culturally biased laws, boarding schools.
For almost a century, the federal government forced Native Americans to attend boarding schools in an effort to wipe out their languages and cultures. Students were beaten for speaking their mother tongue. Today, only half of the Navajo Nation speaks their language. Robert Kelty is the principal of Puente de Hoyo, a language immersion school in Flagstaff. He says the only way to reverse the effects of trauma is through language revitalization.
No matter who kids are, every kid needs to be affirmed in their learning environment.
Kelty points to the research. A University of Arizona study shows Native children exposed to academic English only at school are often language delayed, and bilingual education can improve not only a student's confidence, but also their academic achievement. All but 2 schools on the Navajo Nation have an English-only curriculum, with Navajo taught 1 hour a week. The Department of Diné Education projects by 2020, only 30% of the tribe will speak its language.
When students are not affirmed in their identity and they want to be grounded in their culture, and they're not, that you can have a form of subtle resistance. And that can play out through the means of failing in disengagement in school.
Kelty says it's up to the adults, the educators, the policymakers, the parents, to fix that. Because every child knows how to learn. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.